Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Oh, I believe God is real. Well, that's great, but that's not what he said believe. I believe God's a good God. Wonderful. It's true, but that's not what he said believe. I believe it's his will for me. Well, that's even better, but that's not what he said believe. What did he say believe? Believe that you receive. How many understand this is personal and this is specific and this is now? What things soever you desire. That's personal. That's specific. When you pray, when is that? Well, whenever you pray is when you do it. If you pray in now, then it's now. When you pray, believe what? That you receive them. Them what? The things you're praying about, the things you desire. Believe that you receive them. And Jesus said, believe you receive them, and you just never know. Nah. Jesus said, believe you receive them and you shall have. If it would have been somebody else, you might could wonder about it. But Jesus said, you shall have them. Jesus said it. He could have just as easily said, leave it all up to God and he'll decide for you. And whatever happens, be happy with it. He could have just as easy. He could have said all any kind of things that he wanted to say. He could have said these things that people are teaching and preaching. But he didn't say that. He said this. He didn't say it was all up to the Father. Leave it up to him. Did he? He didn't. He said you need to pray and you need to believe you receive it. You need to speak to it and believe it happens in your heart. And you don't need to doubt. Amen. These are not the words of some wild-eyed so-called faith preacher. These are the words of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the head of the church. Yes. And I think he knows how faith is supposed to be walked and lived. Yes. And he's telling us. Yes. And I, for one, believe it just like this. Yes. And I believe we should order our life like this. Say it out loud, I believe what Jesus said.
I believe what Jesus said.
I believe in speaking.
I believe in speaking.
And believing.
And believing.
I believe in believing you receive.
I believe in believing you receive.
And you'll have it.
And you'll have it.
I believe that.
I believe
that. I believe that.
I believe that.
I believe that.
I believe that.
What things soever you desire, well, what is it you desire? What is it you're praying about? Now see, the church has not taught people by and large to do that. The church has taught people to beg. Talking about the organized church and most denominations and most groups. And that's how I grew up. That's how most of you grew up. We were taught beg. Ask God, ask God, ask God, ask God, and hope he does it. Ask God, ask God, ask, please God. Please God, would you heal us? Please God. And then check to see if you feel any better. No, I don't feel any better. Please God. Oh God, if you don't help, if you don't undertake. Oh God, if you don't do something. Please God, would you give me the money? Please. We got bills. Babies are hungry. Please. And then if it didn't come, the preachers were taught to tell us, well, God, in his great wisdom, chose not to heal the baby, chose not to give you the money, and we don't understand it. We don't know why, and you're losing your house, and you're losing your place, but you just have to trust God and believe that he knows best. This is what most Christians believe. Amen. This is what people have been taught, and it is not the Bible. Now, folks can take pot shots at me if they want to. They can post my name on the internet if they want to. But the truth is the truth. And the reason I'm so strong about it is because it bothers me that the devil is killing people. It bothers me that people are losing their babies. People are losing their stuff. They're going down. They're being defeated. They're being destroyed. They're being killed and blaming God for it. That's not your father doing that. That's not my father. He is not the thief. He is not the killer. He is not the destroyer. That's the devil. What are we told to do with the devil? Resist it. Don't receive it. Resist it. Stand against it. Fight it. God is good. He's good. He loves us. And now on the other hand, I'm talking about word of faith so-called people now are doing this. It slipped back into it. So easy to do. Still pleading and begging God. Oh, let's pray. Oh, let's pray. We need healing. Let's pray. And pray and pray and pray. Y'all pray some more. Turn in the prayer request. Let's pray. About what? What are we praying about? For God to heal us. Well, what if somebody came every service and came to the altar after every service and begged God to save them? Please save me. Oh, God, save me. Oh, God, if you don't save me, I'm going to hell. Oh, God, save me. Please save me. And what if they did it service after service after service? What would you tell them? I'm trying to get God to save me. Well, when will you know that you're saved? How will you know when you get saved? Oh, I'll feel it. I'll feel it. I don't know. Well, when are you going to believe it, you say, well, I want God to save me. No, what will we tell them? Jesus has already paid the price for your sins. I mean, you don't need to pray and try to get him to do it. He's already done it. Go to Romans 10, please. People are still, so-called faith people, are still making huge mistakes in these areas by the hundreds of thousands. Romans 10 and verse 6. The righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise. Say not in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above. What does that mean? Trying to get the Lord to come down and do it. He said, don't say that. Don't think that way. Or who shall descend into the deep? Try to get the Lord to do it. How many understand? He has already descended into the deep. Hasn't he? He has already descended into the heart of the earth. He already bore our sins and our sicknesses and the chastisement of our peace and was made poor for us. Oh, come on, come on.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And he has already ascended up on high, where he has sat down at the right hand of majesty on high, where he ever lives to make intercession for us. What's he saying? What's he saying? The righteousness that is by faith doesn't say, oh, we got to get God to do it. Oh, we got to get God to do it. We got y'all pray. Oh, y'all pray. Turn in more prayer requests. Call everybody you know. Everybody pray every time you pray. Come on, pray. What are we praying for? To get God to do it. When are we going to believe he did it? When they see it. When they feel it, which means no faith is involved. Now, friend, I'm not pointing any fingers at anybody. I'm not throwing any rocks. You've slipped back into it. I've slipped back into it at times. Why? Because we were taught that all our life. And it's all around us. And the more you live in the natural, you gravitate to the natural. When are you going to believe you got it? When you see it? When you feel it? Keep reading. Keep reading. He said, don't say that. Look at your neighbor and say, don't say that. Don't say what? Don't say what? Can we get God to come down and do it? Oh, pray. Pray, brother. We could get Jesus to come down. Oh, Jesus, come down and heal us. Oh, Jesus, come. Jesus, come and touch us. Why is that so prevalent? Because we're dealing with hundreds of years of tradition taught instead of the Bible. And everybody just sucks it right up because when you walk by sight, that's what you're geared for anyway. Please, Lord, come down. Oh, let's just pray till Jesus comes. Let's pray till the Lord comes down and does it. Am I making this up as I'm going along? Am I reading scriptures? Verse 6. The righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise. Say not in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven and bring Christ down from above? Who shall descend into the deep and bring up Christ again from the dead? But what says it? The word is near you. It's in your mouth. Woo, come on. It's in your heart. What is? The word of faith which we preach. I reckon Paul was a word of faith preacher. That's where word of faith came from. This ain't no new thing. Paul was a word of faith, tongue talking, prosperity believing preacher. And I reckon if Paul had a ministry in a church in 2007, they'd have his name on the internet. Wouldn't they? As one of them blab it and grab it, claim it, frame it, confess it, possess it, word of faith. You do understand that is used as a derogatory term. Oh, that's that word of faith cult. And Paul was the ringleader. Because he himself said, we preach this word of faith. Then we just going to go on and leave that Faith Life Church up on the front there. Then we're going to leave it right there. Because we believe in the faith life. A life of faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Believe, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303E. That's R1303E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.